Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the Pee Wees to the Preps and the Pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. This December 10th, we're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, right down here on 13th and Central. I'm Mike Rickard, alongside baseball Ben Botham, my number one draft pick from Savannah State. And, of course, the big O just left, and now just Joe Geiger is part of our team. He's a Boca Ciega, not graduate yet. He's going to graduate, and he's our new social media cat. And he's doing a superb job.
That's awesome to hear. You know, social media, everyone's all over. Mike, you got to train me a little bit in it. You're more savvy in social media than I am.
Oh, no, I'm not. I just do it more. Joe can tell you. We'll throw him on the air in a couple weeks. I'm not savvy. It took us forever just to get a Facebook freaking password. But this young man's doing a superb job. Boca Ciega plays soccer. He's the kicker on the football team and baseball. Baseball, Ben Bach. Hey, here's a young lady I haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, she decided to come on out.
Oh, Allie, good to see you. And I'm going to say Ben Botham's wing woman.
There you go.
That's what I call Terry. Get in trouble. Anyway, we have a superb show today down here. Of course, just 2 weeks out from Christmas Eve. As usual, we got a superb variety of people on the show. We're going to talk everything from Triton Time with Tom Ryan. He's the athletic director at Triton College and Triton University. They're one of our favorite sponsors, and we get the kids down here quite often. We're going to talk in our Body Armor and the first Body Armor Prep Connection. We'll talk to Marcus Pascal and the Packers. They had a superb season. The football team's coming down. Second hour, we'll talk to Jesuit Catholic Tiger Athletic Director Pete Young. I know something that you're excited about. We're going to talk MLB and Hot Stove. And, of course, I had to bring not adversary. You guys could be great show together. The great Peter Gollenbach, the accomplished author, so you can bounce your opinion off of his, and that's always great debate.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited for that. Of course, there's also some other big news. Good old Fred Crime Dog McGriff made it into the Hall of Fame, so I'm excited for that. A Tampa Bay Ray, and any day a Ray makes it into the Hall of Fame is a good day.
I think I shared that story with you, why my son can't stand Fred McGriff.
No, tell me about it, Mike.
Quickly, and this show is always about stories and entertainment anyway, in case you haven't listened to us down here at Ferg's. All right, so it was the Devil Rays, and they had their spring training down here at Al Lang, right? And I bring the boys down for spring training. We're all excited. They're 10 and 13. They're that, you know, I want the autograph, and I was with the Cubs organization, so I had some juice. And take the old man, and we all go down there. And they had Canseco then. They had McGriff. They had
another Boggs.
Well, Boggs is on the team, but they had another big bat. Anyway, was Greg Luzinski part of that before? I don't think so. Anyway, they had some guys whose careers were waning down the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, and Michael decides to he's going to go down signing autographs at the end, and he's the only one standing in line of the Caucasian persuasion. It's kind of comical. So all these young kids are there, and they're handing the balls, and he's signing them right and left. It's up to Michael's turn, and he turns around and walks away. The kid comes back, and he's just devastated. I told him, get over it. I said, it wasn't intentional. He's a great guy. And, well, not to me. So that was, I think that was about 1998. Fast forward to 2001 when Wrigley, and it is the Cubs against the Giants. It's Bonds against Sosa. It's great. It's great theater. A day game in Wrigley. And the bases loaded. Two outs. Bottom of the ninth. The Crime Dog comes up. Grand slam. The place goes nuts. I look over. Michael's sitting on his little ass. and will not get up or cheer. Me and Benny and my ex were all going cuckoo. I go, what's wrong with you? He goes, I'll never cheer for him. So I called him the day he got in the Hall of Fame. I said, your favorite baseball player just made it into the Hall. He goes, I know. Click. Anyway, so that's a little family fun from that perspective. So I'll let you come on with the real sports talk then.
Oh, yeah. So we got some big bowl games coming up, which is exciting.
Some big and some unique. You know what the Dan Patrick Show does, which is great? They do a trivia question, whether it's a bowl game or not.
That's good.
They name names, you know, like the Buttercup Bowl. And then you got to say, not a true bowl. You got to determine it. So when you go over these names, that's kind of what they do. And I think it's kind of a cool trivia.
Yeah, what about the Camellia Bowl?
What is that? Well, I know you're ecstatic about the Camellia Bowl. So why don't you let our audience know who's in the Camellia Bowl? Is that how I pronounce it?
I believe we're pronouncing it correctly.
Isn't that royalty in English, Camille? The Camellia Board?
Your guess is as good as my mic. But
she's the queen. I mean, she, whatever.
But of course, it's the mighty Georgia Southern Eagles with a 6-6 record versus
6-6. The mighty. Well, they took down the Nebraska Cornhuskers. That's all that I care
and
about.
App State, and then charged the field.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, of course. I saw a lot of videos. All my friends there on the field. So shout out to Georgia Southern, Hail Southern, versus the Buffalo Bills, which is 6-6 as well. So Sun Belt versus the MAC, so or MAC. And so that's, you know, not a big one, but one I'm excited for at least.
In Montgomery, Alabama.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Sorry, buddy, I'm not going to that game.
I don't think I'll be in attendance either. But a lot of the other ones, we have December 16th, Bahamas Bowl, UAB versus Miami. You have the Cure Bowl, Troy versus UTSA, Fenway, Louisville versus Cincinnati.
Louisville. Let it roll off your tongue. Louisville.
Louisville. Oh, yeah. It'll get me for that, Mike.
They're playing that in Fenway?
Yeah, Fenway.
So they play in several – these bowl games that blow me away. I mean, they're all money grabs. But so they're playing in New York in Yankee Stadium. They've got a game there. Iowa State played in it before. And now they got one in Boston.
Hey,
Fenway?
I mean, didn't they used to do one here at the Trop, but they haven't done that in a while.
Well, they had the East-West game here. Then they had the Gasparilla Bowl, but that had 14 different names too. That had the some Mowers Bowl. And they play it over at Ray J now. And that was sad because that was a cool thing right over across the street here. And Fergs, we got real involved, and then the teams came. And one year we had Marshall, and a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully they bring it back maybe with the new stadium, Mike. Maybe they'll
possibly
find a way. Then we have New Mexico Bowl, SMU versus BYU. LA Bowl, Fresno State versus Washington State. Lending Tree Bowl, Southern Mississippi versus Rice. Las Vegas Bowl, Oregon State versus Florida, Frisco Bowl, Boise State versus North Texas, and Myrtle Beach is Marshall versus UConn.
Well, it looks like they're just taking the cities now, and you know, I'm from Sioux City, Iowa. You think we can get a bowl, the Sioux City, Iowa Bowl?
I'm all for it, Mike.
Sioux City Sioux Bowl.
The more bowls, the merrier.
All right, well, let's get some serious conversation now. Let's talk a little Triton Time, one of our favorite portions of the of our radio broadcast. It's been refreshing almost a year and a half now that we've been doing it. And we rarely get the big cheese, if you will, down. And Tom Ryan, I don't think you need the headphones. You can hear my big mouth. Yeah, they can hear me across the street at the cop shop. They've complained before. Actually, that side
is better for me.
Is a lot better for you. So you're all set. Welcome to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Appreciate you coming down.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So you got him set there, Ben? Is he good? Is he good? So how you been? You've been a busy man. You already been to Tampa this morning?
Yeah, I was over to Tampa earlier. We have games tonight at Eckerd 2 and 5. Women play at 2 and 5, so I'm heading over that way after this. So.
And the biggest rivals that you guys have.
Well, Tampa's played us in our tournament, but we're playing St. Leo, actually.
Oh, well.
North Tampa. Yep.
Well, that should be
another conference game, yep.
Well, that's another regional
opponent,
too. So you threw out some topics to throw my way.
Yep.
And I will say this. Just last year, I made a visit over to your campus for the first time. And I've been there probably half a dozen times now. What an impressive place, your campus. I love all your coaches, but I don't commend them on recruiting because you don't have to recruit. You show them the campus and it's a done deal.
No credit. No, we stick out there on the point there, you know, and surrounded on three sides by water. It's we're fortunate.
Yeah, very fortunate. And share with the audience that I haven't heard of, we've expanded our reach. How many years you've been there?
This is my 40th. 40th year.
You played there.
I played there 4 years, and then I was an assistant coach for 9, head coach for 23, and then been the athletic director the last few.
Now, I know because I've heard people say it, you're still called coach by many, many people.
Yeah, you know, you work hard to get that title.
Don't you love that?
And you love to keep it, so yeah. I enjoy it.
Now, do you still get that? I want to be on the sidelines from time to time.
Oh yeah, I don't know if you ever lose it. I think the interaction with the student athletes and the competition. What was the old commercial? Thrill of victory, agony of defeat.
Exactly.
Of deal. You miss that stuff.
Hey, I want to commend you on your son Colton. What a fine young man. And he came down and helped me for a minute, and then he was smart and found a better job, more opportunity financially. But he told me that, was it last year, he was on the basketball team?
Yeah, so he
played. Share that story. That's classic.
He played in high school, and last year with COVID and all the injuries, actually at one point with COVID, the basketball team got down to 5 players dressing, and he and another young man who played a little bit for us, the year before, they were actually training with the women's team, helping the women's team. And so they had to get eligible and certified, but then they played with the men's team for a couple games, actually 3 or 4, I think.
Did he ever get any minutes?
He actually, in his first game, he played about 35 seconds, and it was in the middle of a game, and it was a 2-point game. So he just had to give somebody rest for a minute on defense. And then he played on senior night because they honored him as a senior, even though he had only played.
That had to have been fun for the family, for you.
It was great.
Because you played there, and now your son Colton played.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about, you know, where the shape of the programs are. At this point, you're in the Sunshine Conference, which, not the more that I dive into it, tough conference, D2 conference. You know, growing up here.
Very tough conference. You know, it's one of the schools I was looking at possibly going to. And I've told the story before, but, you know, it's a very good school, very good conference. Well, you guys are in there with University of Tampa, right?
Tampa Southern, yeah. St. Leo. It's all in 4 hours is our longest trip. Barry, Nova, Palm Beach Atlantic, Lynn, Florida Tech. And now Emory Riddle and Rollins. Yeah.
And a lot of those schools are better than some of the mid-major Division I schools. It's unbelievable the talent that they can assemble.
He played baseball up at Savannah State.
Right. Yep.
And is from Seminole. So let's go down the list here as you look at your program. And I just met a young lady. Her name escapes me. It'll come to me on the basketball team. She's going to become an intern, too.
Maya Price? No, I don't.
No, she's from Illinois.
Oh, Nicole Scales.
What a great gal.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, Nicole's going to come on board and help out.
Yeah, she's very good. The women's basketball team, obviously, returned everybody from last year and brought in 2 new young ladies. And they were picked, I think they're preseason number 11. They got up as high as 5, and they're number 9 right now. They've been 3 weeks in the top 10 and, you know, just doing very good things. And they were in the national tournament the last few years, actually.
At one time, they were ranked number 5 in the country in late November. And as you said, 3 straight weeks in the top 10. That is impressive.
It is. And he's doing a great job. He's an Eckerd grad who worked here again as an assistant coach, went away, and then came back as the head coach and has been with us for a while now. 16 years, I think. But Paul Hunsinger.
Before my ADD kicks in, that's age deficit disorder now. let's talk about the holiday tournament that you had down here.
Yeah, we had a really nice tournament. You know, last year we had a men's Division I and we had women's Division I. This year we had the women's Division I and we had Houston, Florida, Portland, Green Bay, and Northeastern. We had played 2 games on Thanksgiving Day. We played a game on Friday and 2 games on Saturday, and it was really good competition. We had some good fans during that week too.
Well, the quality of the teams continues to improve.
Yep.
Because the word spreads that, you know, it's a great tournament. You're in Florida.
Yeah.
And all the players absolutely love it. You get a few days on the beach, right?
They all stay down on the beach, absolutely. And they, you know, with the competition and that time of year, we're going to have really good weather, and those other places might not have. It's kind of hit or miss. So
exactly.
They enjoyed themselves, and it's been 2 good years, and we're slated to have them back again next year.
Super. Are you getting more fan participation?
They did a better job.
Fans coming in?
Last year, remember, with COVID, it was kind of difficult because they couldn't market it that well.
Yeah.
But this year, they were able to market it, and they brought fans down. Last year, we did have a good following from West Virginia. They brought a big group down last year in last year's tournament. This year, all the teams seemed to bring a pretty good number, and we had fan support each of those days. You know, it was Thanksgiving, so you always wonder how much, if it wasn't Thanksgiving time, if you could have got more, but I thought they did a great job.
You know, you were a player and a coach, you know, and an athletic director. As you look at the landscape of college basketball and early in the season, I mean, you will not see the caliber of the early games until March Madness,
right.
And it blows me away. I mean, it's great. It's great for us basketball junkies to watch. But you think it's good for the game?
Absolutely.
Because it runs up against football, I guess, is my question.
You're still running. That's why I think when we had the Jersey Mikes, we didn't play any games on Saturday. You know, college versus college. So we did play them this year, and like I said, we had a good following. But I think it's popping up all over the place. I mean, this same group that were with us, they were in Hawaii. You know. Two weeks prior in Bimini, so they have tournaments popping up everywhere because these teams want to travel and their fan bases are following them.
Well, and the fan bases love it because it is the holidays and great season. So let's continue as we'll get out of the basketball world a little bit. How about the men's basketball?
Men's basketball team's off to a good start. The head coach just got his 200th victory from his last job, which was Greensboro College and at Eckert. So they play again today at 5 o'clock as well. And like we just said, the conference, you can get better each year, but you're still competing against the best in the country. So I'm looking forward to seeing them play again today because I think they've improved a lot over last year.
For people not familiar with the Sunshine Conference, do you have any of these schools have football programs?
Nobody in our league. Florida Tech over in Melbourne had it for a year. They couldn't compete in our league, obviously, so they competed in the Peach Belt League. But you know, our league has never had football. That was a one-time thing. Way back, I don't have my information in front of me, but University of Tampa had a very good football team at one point.
I did see some of that looking at the history there that they did have a solid program, but it's so dang expensive.
Yeah, that's it. And a lot of people, a lot of schools use it for enrollment management. Our league is not using that. And so you mentioned it earlier.
From a gender perspective.
Right. We're not going up against competing against football when it comes to our basketball seasons and soccer's and have their own time and volleyball has their own time in the early fall. So, our league just has never decided to go that way. Lacrosse has become a big thing over the last 6 years, and that's a spring sport, but football's not ever jumped in.
Yeah, I was embedded with Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa when I had the Iowa Sports Connection, and I asked the AD at one time, they have football in the Pioneer League, and I said, why do you have football? It's non-scholarship, but they had some nice athletes, and he said the same thing.
It's enrollment.
I'd never heard of that before, enrollment management, because there are so many females at Drake University with their pharmacy program, yada yada yada.
And again, just bringing more bodies in, and obviously with Title IX and everything, you have to then now it also for some schools makes you bring in some more female athletes, whether it's lacrosse or whatever sports you want to add to balance it off.
All right. What other sports taking place this time of year?
Well, we just finished up with our two soccer programs. They had good seasons, sent some milestones for themselves. We got a couple academic All-Americans and for the first time in a while, a couple All-Americans. Our women's volleyball team just went back to the national tournament as a number 4 seed in the South region since 2017. That was their last time they made the trip. So we had a good fall. It was competitive and it was a good fall. And in our league, that's all you can ask for in the Sunshine State Conference because day in, day out, you're going to be fighting against somebody.
And one thing I noticed, you know, your division two, there's more NAIA schools popping up here in this state, and they're diving into the football world. I see that because they, in fact, one of the teams Kaiser was up playing in the national championship, and our Iowa schools were dominating for years. And now I knew the minute that the Florida schools got involved with the enormous amount of talent. It was just going to be a matter of time.
That league in our state is the Florida Sun League, and they're NAIA, and they have very good teams. Actually, my former assistant coach at Eckert is the head basketball coach over at Kaiser University, and I saw them play the other night. But they use, again, their athletic department as enrollment driven. You know, you have some kids on scholarships, but then you have a whole bunch more that are there, and they're paying their way to go school.
Yeah, and But they can give some nice money. My son went to Morningside College in Northwest Iowa 4 years and a couple of national championship appearances and had the time of his life. And they were able to, through the academic perspective, the financial assistance,
yep.
Not use not athletic scholarships as well.
Well, we all package. That's at our level. That's what you do. In Division I, you have to give them a scholarship, but they don't get one. Where at Division II, you can piecemeal. You can give them a little athletic. They can have a little need-based aid, a little academic scholarship. So you can stretch your money a little bit more.
Well, what about your international flavor on all these teams? I don't know if on the basketball team as much, but your international flavor, are there funds that specifically earmarked? Because there was when I went to Western Kentucky for foreign exchange students.
At Eckerd, at other schools might have something different, but at Eckerd it comes out of the same funds. They have an academic scholarship they can get just like any domestic student, and they can get the athletic money. And the only drawback for the internationals is they can't qualify for any of the need-based aid, the U.S. need-based aid. So.
Gotcha.
They have to do something work study wise.
I'm just standing up, stretching at my old my old age. 3 hours. There's Marcus Pascal, of course, of the Largo Packers. He was a former University of Iowa. Outstanding defensive back.
You brought him down to get started with the Largo team.
Yeah, no, he went to Largo. He's a Largo graduate and took over the program, but he played for the Philadelphia Eagles and was a 2-time Big Ten. Defensive back, great role model for the young kids. All right, so let's fast forward then to the spring. Baseball, you got baseball,
softball, tennis, and we'll have the second.
And golf.
And golf. They play in the fall and spring, and we have obviously our women's golf team won their first tournament in this fall. We have a young lady, freshman, who shot a 69 one
week. I met her. Bill brought him down. Yeah. Bill Butner brought him down.
Amelia.
Tonight on Spectrum at 10:30, they're doing a feature on Bill Butner.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Well deserved. Yeah. I love it. He's a character.
He announced that this will be his last year, so he's.
Oh, he did make that announcement.
He did make the announcement. It's public now, so we're hoping that he can get a nice farewell tour with this with his golfers and our women's team's playing very well right now.
Well, I know you got a busy day. I appreciate you taking time to come down. Are the kids on break yet?
They don't leave. We have final exams next week, so they'll go on break on the 16th. Basketballs will be around a few extra days to play their final games, but all the other students leave on the 16th.
All right. Well, you and your family have a very Merry Christmas. I am very appreciative of the relationship we've developed.
Great.
Finally got my first intern. Well, Colton, unofficially, is the first intern. And now I'm getting a standout basketball Midwesterner I'm kind of excited about.
You talked about international. She's the only non-international on that team. All the rest are.
And she's one tough gal because she went to college at North Dakota State in Fargo. Yeah. If you've never been there, it's the end of the earth this time of year.
I'm sure, she's happy to be in Florida.
Yes, she is. But she's a Chicago girl, so she's used to that.
That's it.
All right, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Have a great day.
Thanks for coming down. He's Tom Ryan. Of course, he is the athletic director, if I could speak, of the Triton program. They do have a great program.
Oh, yeah, great school. And, of course, like I said, that conference is unbelievable with Tampa and all the other schools that are in there. They will put a walloping on a Division I program, a mid-major kind of school. So,
will they really?
Oh yeah. They are very good, Mike. They definitely blow schools out of the water. Schools that, you know, in the MEAC, like...
I should have had to share why Eckert was maybe a little down on you.
Yeah, I've shared it before, once or twice.
I think it's hilarious. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with our Body Armor Prep Connection. Marcus Pascal will join us. We've got a lot to talk about today. We will be kicking around. I think Ray Kennedy might stick his nose in, and of course, Brad Richardson's coming down to give us some updates on the football playoffs from last week. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. The only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Ferg
Berg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game-watching events, concerts, and, of course, all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action, along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill down here on our clubhouse studios. We're brought to you by our friends at Body Armor and our Prep Connection. We had a great show today. Not much college football action. If you're into tradition and history and passion, you got the Army-Navy game. You played in Philly for a while. Did you ever get a chance to get over to that?
I didn't.
Very cool. Very cool game, for all the right reasons, yeah. And those two want to get after it. He's Marcus Pascal. He brought down his Largo Packers. We had a great conversation about 6 weeks ago down here. The season has wound down, but these youngsters have a lot to be proud of. The program is going in the direction that you always knew it would, and I applaud you for that. And thanks for coming down, man.
Thanks for having us.
Well, another thing, folks, I've never seen five young men look at a goofy old man when they pulled up and like, what are we doing going on the radio with this clown? I'm Mr. Christmas down where I live on the beach, and we're having a deal today. I'm riding around with my kids think I'm nuts, with Mr. and Mrs. Claus. And there might be, I don't consume alcohol anymore. I was a pro at it.
Yeah.
But I'll be handing out free, everybody's going to love me. Free drink tickets to go to these restaurants around there. Everybody will be following me.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Free drink tickets, yeah. So anyway, I digress. So let's talk about, let's wind down the season. Where you started, where you finished, superb year. It's tough anytime, that you don't continue to advance. But if you look at where you've been, and the more I dive into the state of Florida, I mean, look at these state championships.
Tough.
Look what they... Clearwater went through, and everybody, yeah. And this Chaminade must be the real deal out of Jacksonville.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you seen any of these teams? And Dade County, my God.
On film, I haven't seen them personally.
You've got some incredible athletes here.
I do, but those programs, they have a bunch, and they're historically been good, and so that's where we're trying to get build up, one step at a time.
Well, they're national powers.
Yes.
It's almost, it's almost as if they should just create an IMG. And these powers that have become, small D2 NAIAs at the high school level.
Exactly.
And I'm sure these teams are full of, as most teams in Florida that have success, including you guys, future college football players.
Yep.
But yeah, let's talk about the season.
Went good. Didn't finish how we wanted it to, but you know, we made it to the third round of the playoffs this year. I think it was only the fourth team in Largo history to go that far. So it was just a blessing. You know, we seen what we need to work on and get better from, and everybody, well, except Mr. Shaw, they'll be back next year. So it'll definitely be
everybody here is going to be back next year.
Ricky, you know. Oh, and Jay. Oh, sorry, Mr. Bennett.
What are you gonna hold him back?
If I could, I would.
He's gonna be on the 5-year plan.
We lose these two, but we got a bunch coming back, and I think it's gonna be fuel to the fire to go into the offseason.
So you got the youth movement still over here.
Yeah.
And you got the guys that deserve all the respect.
The old guys.
The old guys. Yeah. The respect for what they did for the past 4 years at Largo High School. And that's always a tough thing for a program in a high school.
Yep.
To tell the guys that worked their tails off goodbye.
Yeah, definitely is. You know, but like you said, they put in the work the last 4 years and got us to this point to be able to go to a third round of the playoffs. So it's a testament to their hard work these last 4 years, and they'll be able to look back on the program and see us continue to strive for greatness and be proud of the product we're trying to put on the field.
Well, and be proud of the. From a foundation perspective, yep. You guys, and then you got a continuous legacy, you know, one more year, and then the other youngsters, that's the beauty of it.
Definitely.
You know, look at all the successful programs. The guys graduate and they still come back and they want to make sure that you're upholding what they built.
What they built.
Yeah. I remember doing that as an old man. You know, we won a state championship 100 years ago, and I'd always go back and they're having a rough season. Come on, man.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have that pride in the program.
Pride in the program. And I think that's what pushes me so much. You know, when as a player, when I came to Largo High, they were a doormat of of the Pinellas County. When Coach Rodriguez, my head coach, came over, I think my sophomore year, Largo was like 2-8, 1-9. And
wow.
Coach Rodriguez views me as that building block to start where we are now.
Yeah.
My junior year, we went 7-3. Senior year 8-2 was the first district championship in over a decade, you know, and so now, not just as a coach, but as an alumni, to see where the program's going and see how we compete each and every week and each and every year to try to push that bar just a little bit further, it's definitely satisfying.
Well, another thing that you obviously instilled too into the fabric was your success at Iowa and then in the league, because then all the young Largo Packers are like, Pascal, you know,
yeah,
two-time All Big Ten player, made it to the pros. Then they all believe they work hard. Hey, there's a shot coming out of this program.
That's the type of message I pushed to them. I was no different than they were. You know, I was sitting in their seats.
Well, nobody was recruiting you.
Nobody, you know, so.
That blows me away.
Yeah.
Last time I told you guys, I watched them, you know, live in person in college. And when you told me nobody was recruiting you in the state, I'm like,
yep.
Are they blind?
But it happens. Everything happens for a reason. You know, and some of these guys are flying under the radar. But when their number gets called, you know, they're going to make
it. They're going
to be best.
Ready.
Yes, exactly.
And you're seeing more of that even in the NFL.
Yeah.
And some of these quarterbacks, there's a kid from Iowa State is quarterback in the Moral against the Bucks, the 49ers, because Jimmy G went down. And I know that kid. He's from Arizona.
Yeah.
And he was the last guy drafted.
Yeah.
The last guy drafted. And now he might be in the Super Bowl. They got enough pieces, the Niners.
You
got
to be ready to perform.
Yeah, exactly. And you were. All right. So through the course of the year, is there one game where you are fond of more than any other, of their effort, a comeback, the passion, the circumstances?
One game for me, I would probably say, has to be Clearwater. You know, it's a rivalry game, and we kind of put it on them pretty good. You know, they beat us last year, so I think that was the game that stuck out to me. You know, just to put a whooping on your rivalry for this season, that really went a long way for me.
Now, fellas, do you know a lot of the guys on Clearwater's team personally? You know, some of you have hung out with them. I find that out with a lot of these teams. They're like, oh, yeah, I know them. And good, bad, or ugly.
Yeah.
You know, I know them. You know, when I'm talking Boca Ciega and Gibbs and Lakewood and Gibbs, I mean, those are wars.
Yes.
Because they know each other. You know, they're in the same neighborhoods, and they might have played on the same youth teams.
They Exactly.
And, you know, so Clearwater is yours.
Yeah, that would be the game that stands out.
I think Seminoles is Osceola, is it?
Yep, Seminole and Osceola always.
Yeah, is Seminole, are you Seminole?
I heard that last
time. You can't stand
up. They don't hold it against them.
Yeah, but you can't stand Osceola.
Can't stand Osceola.
You're a little old to be holding a grudge 40 years later. Oh, you? Yeah. Oh, he's a coach now. He just got a job in the baseball.
Oh, nice. Congratulations. Nice.
24 years. How old were you when he started coaching?
28.
Just a pup.
Yep.
Yeah.
10 years later.
And because we had, you know, the audience keeps expanding, that was your goal when you graduated?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that bizarre? I mean, God acts in strange. I mean, you came full circle. College standout, NFL, and back at your alma mater, which was your dream job.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people still, to this day, I get the coaches coming in, and they like, you still here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't going anywhere.
I'm like a bad penny. I'm not going anywhere, man. All right. Well, let's start down here. And now, remember, I told you, and we know it's obvious. I'm crazy, and I'm old, so if I don't remember your name, I'm sorry. But let's start down here, introduce yourself, position, and we'll have some fun.
Chase Green, 2024 athlete.
And what position?
Safety, running back, receiver.
Safety, running back, and receiver. That's a talented athlete. That's an athlete the coach can move you around and plug and play. Yes. What's your favorite role of the that three positions?
I'll say safety. I just like being on the defense. I like being up
there. Like hitting people.
Yeah.
Versus getting hit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I like that.
He packs a punch like a guy back in the day that you might know, Bobby Sanders.
Oh, well, if he says that, you're too young to know who he is. But going to YouTube and the archives back in the day, and that cat was one bad, you know what. And he reminds you of that? Mm-hmm. That is a compliment, young man. And you got one more year.
Yes, sir.
And is he got speed? Bobby didn't have the greatest speed. He didn't need it.
Oh, Bobby has speed. Bobby ran 4.3 at the combine.
I thought he ran
like 4.38.
Did he
Bobby
really?
Can go.
I was thinking he was 4.4, 4.5, but he was so smart too.
Yeah, smart. He helped me as a player.
Yeah, yeah. So in 2023, you're going to be focusing more on the offensive side since you probably got some graduation at the running back position, or are you thinking your opportunity at the next level will be as a safety?
Yeah, I think my opportunity at the next level will be a safety.
Bravo. And this guy might know a few people to reach out to and get you. The only thing is, everybody, take it from an old man that helped a lot of kids get college degrees and programs. Keep those grades up. I mean, I know you preach to them, and I know it's tough, but whatever it takes, make sure you get to the classroom. Sure. Not just for that. And you get preached at. You don't need to be preached for me. All right. Your favorite memory. Move that mic just a little closer. Your favorite memory of this past year.
Favorite memory?
I mean, you've had some great. You probably have 15 you could mention because you had such a successful season. But give me one that stands out.
When I see my first pick six.
What game was that?
It was against Pugh Park. For the most part.
I think you told me that last time, didn't you?
I wasn't here last time.
Oh, you weren't?
Sir.
Somebody else had a pick six, another team from against P Park. They must have got picked a lot for some pick six. But, yeah, that is a great memory. That was your first?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm the first of many, I'm sure. How many interceptions did you have this year?
I have four this season. Well, four that counted.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, did you have an infraction on one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
a couple.
Doesn't that make you happy? You turn around and you're like, you see that yellow on the ground? Yeah, not fun. All right. Well, since you weren't, I got to ask him the question. Since you weren't here last time, you got a girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Girlfriend?
Yes, sir.
Well, obviously it worked out for him. Because typically, sometimes I say, no, you're too young. I say, if you say no girlfriend, I say smart man. But obviously, in your case, smart because you had success and you're going to have future success.
Yes.
She'll keep you focused for your senior year.
Hopefully.
All right. You want to do a shout out during this holidays to anybody at home that you owe for getting you to where you're at?
Shout out to my mom, my dad, my grandpa, my grandma, and my Uncle D.
All right. What's your mom and dad's name?
Yasmin and Chad.
Well, you got a great young man. Looks like he's got a bright future, and he's got a great mentor to get him there. Thanks for coming down, and have a great Christmas, man.
Yes, sir, you too.
This cat smiles. I like him. But of course, I can't remember your name.
My name is Angelo Elliott, 2024, O-line, D-line.
Well, you were a sophomore, weren't you?
No, I'm a junior.
No, but you were playing as a sophomore, weren't you?
Nah.
Oh, well, I've seen a lot of kids, and I'm old. Anyway, your favorite memory this year?
Favorite memory, probably first round playoffs against Northeast. I got a pick to, like, start our job to, like, win the game.
Well, that was one heck of a game. Was that the 14-13 game?
No, it was a 22-0.
Oh, you came back and got Sean. You came back and got Sean because I reached out to him and had a little fun with him, which I don't think he took it real warm because you guys are friends, I think. Yeah. And so you were instrumental in taking down my buddy Sean Davis's Vikings. And,
yes, sir.
And you guys loved every second of it, every point of it. Yeah, I saw that score. I thought it was going to be closer, and I thought 22-0. They put it on these guys. I'm taking this baby off. I've already done enough photos.
It's getting hot.
Yeah, real hot. Real stupid to be wearing down here anyway. All right. So favorite personal memory, something
favorite personal memory, I would say Clearwater game.
You guys don't like Clearwater.
The quarterback was running around in the backfield, and I had sacked him. You know, I was like lit, you know.
Did he get up?
Nah. Nah, he was like wheezing at the end.
Was he?
Yeah.
Hey, bravo, because I'm a defense guy. I don't care what. That's just a part of the game, partner, and just get up and shout a little happiness.
Yes, sir.
All right, did I ask you the question last time?
Yes, sir, you did.
And I think you said no?
Yes, sir, nope.
Well, you're staying the course. Yes, no girlfriend. Let's do a shout-out to family.
I shout out my mom, my sister, and my uncle. You know, they always, you know, got on my back, you know, keep me grinding.
All right. Mom's name?
Meredith.
All right. Always very important, right, Marcus? Hey, how many Bucks fans? Everybody just put their hands up. How many Bucks fans did we have?
Nah, they trash.
Oh, no. They're trash. You hear that, TB12? You're trash. Anyway, were any of you Bucks fans before they had this questionable season?
Still trash.
Okay. Well, I'm from St. Louis. Oh yeah, we talked about that. I'm happy.
I'm a Seahawks fan.
Yeah. We talked about that, and they're having a decent season. However, I just wanted to make sure there weren't anybody that was jumping off the ship. You know what I'm saying? You know, because you're losing bandwagon riders. So that's another thing. You got character. No bandwagon riders here. Because none of you were. Trash fans. All right. Move it. No, you don't have to move it over. He's got one right in front of him. Your name, young man, and position?
Jeremy Thomas, 2024, QB.
This is your man making the calls, and he's going to be back. I know that's beautiful. Let's talk about, you probably got a lot of highlights this year. Let's talk about your favorite, if you can pick out one.
My favorite would have to be just the Lakewood game, although we lost. It was a lot of trash talking, and I feel like we backed it up.
Not Lakewood trash talking. My God. I went to one game. I was like, wow. Okay. I went to Lakewood and Gibbs, you know, and unfortunately, and I love anybody that's trying hard and working in that program, any program, you know, that struggles. But the trash talking was intense. Oh, yeah. And my little man over here that's helping me out now, he's a Boca Ciega. He was the kicker. And they had a tough time, and they took him out at the end of the game. And, yeah, it wasn't a good deal. So I bet that was a lot of fun for you, having some success against Lakewood.
Yes.
What was that score?
20-18.
Yeah, you guys played them tough. And look what happened to them. I mean, you know, Moore's got this perennial power. And he had a tough schedule. I mean, he intentionally did that, but then they get throttled, to tell you the truth. Yeah, but a national program. All right. So some of your goals for next year. Have you
goals
thought
for next year is to just get back to where we was at.
Well, you guys have done a superb job. I don't think I've asked you. Did you got a girlfriend?
No, sir.
No, you need to focus. He's the leader. He definitely needs to focus because you got a lot you got to look forward to. But you're for a quarterback. He's a quiet young man.
Very quiet.
Quiet. He just do it with action speak louder than words.
Yes, sir.
I like that. All right. Why don't you do a shout out to anybody at home?
Shout out my mom, Andrea, and my little brother, Josiah.
Is he going to be a Largo Packer someday?
Unfortunately, no.
Well, you've set some big what's the term?
Shoes
to fill.
Yes, sir.
Jeez, I'm losing it. All right, young man. Have a great Christmas. Thanks for coming down.
Yes, sir. You too.
Hand it to Coach. And, one thing I was so impressed last time and this time, you got some very respectful young men.
Definitely. Good kids.
Starts at home.
Yep.
Definitely. And then carries into
we try to push as a program and they take it from there.
I got
to
ask you a question as a high school coach. Got to ask you guys a question. What do you think of my man, Dion? He's going to Colorado. Forget that. But what do you think about his coaching style? You guys dig him? You think you could actually play for him? He's intense.
He is intense.
Yeah, go Bucks.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, go Bucks.
Well, everybody, I lived out there for over a decade. I went to a lot of games in Colorado, and this is in the 90s. Remember?
Yeah.
They were a force. They played for national championships back in the day. They had some. I think they had a Heisman Trophy winner.
Alam, yeah.
Precisely. And they're the real deal.
They were.
And if you've ever been in that stadium, you guys, you'll be watching it. It's up against the mountains. It's freaking gorgeous. And the fact that they haven't had a program, and he will turn it around.
Yeah, he definitely will.
How would you like to be those players that have been playing there? And he walks in and basically says, you might as well look at the transfer portal.
Yeah.
It's tough, but, that's what they need.
Oh, I know. It's a wake-up call. Like, what you've been doing here is not going to work.
Exactly.
No, I like it.
Exactly.
But it offended a lot of people. That's the problem in today's world.
If it offended them, that means they're not on their job.
No.
I would have took it as a grain of like, okay, I'm here to work, and I'm going to show you. And the ones that are bailing, they probably wouldn't have made it in the first
place. Not in his world, because it's his way or the highway.
Exactly.
But I love the fact that he relates to all the kids and the culture. Well, because he's got kids playing. He's got a defensive back and, of course, the quarterback that's a stud. Yeah, he's got two kids playing there. Doesn't that think so? Yeah. All right, so let's go over here, young man. Your name again?
Jamari Bennett, class of 2023.
And what position?
D-line, O-line.
D-line, O-line. Again, yeah, I remember I said last time, you don't look that big, but you must be very quick. Yeah, and the big boys don't like going up against you. Pull that mic just a little bit closer, my man. All right. So your favorite memory?
My favorite memory would be beating Northeast 22-0.
Wait till I tell Davis this. I'm going to say across the board. I'm going to say all five of them were ecstatic they beat you.
And it was a tough game. We played them final week, and what, we won by 1 point?
That's the 14-13 game. That's
the 14-13 game. And
that's why I didn't think I'd see a 22-0 score.
We had a very good week of preparation. It's win or go home playoffs, and they were up for the challenge.
Okay, so Northeast.
That whole week of practice, we were all just put together.
On it. And that's what it takes. And then it's obvious you guys are all close. So that was did you have a personal play that you remember at all during the season?
This helped my boys get to that next round.
Yep. Well, and you got the job done. That's for sure. All right. What any plans for next year?
Going to play college ball. Probably looking at HBCU, maybe.
Sure. The bottom line, and he'll tell you this. And I had sons that played the NAIA, and they played national championships, and got plenty of money, and had a blast. It's just a matter. And those schools, they can play ball. By the way,
people, find the right fit.
Yeah, exactly. And there's opportunities out there. So I wish you nothing but success pursuing that. And what was your favorite NFL team?
Favorite? I'm a Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, you're a Ravens fan. Hopefully Lamar gets healthy. All right, and shout out.
I want to shout out my mama, Erica, for pushing me, and my dad, Jess Bennett, just pushing me and keeping me on it.
Two of the two most important people in your life, and I'm glad to see you. All right, man. I can't remember. Did I ask you? Do you got a girlfriend?
No, I don't got to do it.
No, well, just stay focused because you're going to go to college anyway. I'm not, that's all I'm going to say. Just say that there's opportunity to be looked at as you travel in life. All right. Now, let's. Now, this young man looks like he could be a. You could be in a movie. Just sitting over there smiling.
What is he doing?
All right. Your name and position again.
My name is Ricky Shaw, class of 2023. I play safety and wide receiver.
And your favorite memory this year?
I would have to say my favorite memory was the Jesuit game, last game of the year. I had a total of 9 tackles and a pick.
You did against Jesuit, the Tigers?
Yes, sir.
I'm having our athletic director on next. I'm going to bring that up. So Ricky Shaw ate you alive. Bravo, man. I mean, you're not going to get any tougher competition than the Jesuit Tigers. You made a name for yourself on that particular game. People look at that film. Very impressive. Bravo. I don't remember if I asked you. You probably don't. You got a girlfriend?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you do.
That was the Lone Ranger for last time.
Oh, you were. Everything's obviously good. You had 9 tackles and a pick against Jesuit, so I'll keep my big mouth shut. Good for you. What's her name?
Jada.
Yeah, better do a shout out to her. You probably better appreciate her too, and the folks probably embraced her. All right, good. What was your favorite pro team?
I don't have one. I like college ball better.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm with you. Who's your favorite college team?
Gators.
Florida Gators. They're on the way back. 2 Florida Gators over here. All right, and. Let's see. I guess we've taken care of all the business. Oh, plans for next year?
Just to find a home.
Yeah. Well, you will. You will. It's early. You know, I remember back in the day, they start panicking in December. Don't panic. After the first years when these coaches were, they're all talking to people right now. Yeah. And coaches, not so much players, but you know that.
Yeah.
And he knows better than anybody. Nobody was looking for him.
I didn't start taking business till January.
Yeah.
Nobody, I wasn't on anybody's radar. So, yeah. Got plenty of time and keep plugging away at it.
All right. Well, we got a couple minutes, Marcus. I want to thank all you guys. I hope you have a great Christmas with your families. We'll be seeing you guys next year. I'll stay in touch with them. I'll see where you guys end up. And you're going to miss this Packer family that you guys have all built, but you'll be a part of it the rest of your life. I'm 66 years old, and I'm reaching out to my old Healing Crusader buddies. Members, you know, in 75, when we won this, we did that.
Mm-hmm.
Old men, you know, just glory days.
Glory days.
Yeah, but you got them for a lifetime now, and you guys have some great memories. That's the key. What are your plans for Christmas?
My plans?
Yeah. Just a little, the family, how are the boys?
Boys doing good. The whole family doing good. My daughter keeping me busy. She ranked top 10 in the state in double doubles, and so
she is.
Yeah,
we got to get her on the.
We'll get her down.
Seriously,
you know.
I want to talk to all sports.
She's doing pretty good, but for Christmas plans, we're gonna go with the family. We're going to Dallas. We're gonna meet the in-laws from Chicago and Dallas, and spend the weekend there with family. And enjoy Christmas together.
Well, at least you didn't have to go up north.
Yeah,
it's gonna be warm in Texas too. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you guys coming down. Again, I wish you a very Merry Christmas. You guys success in finding a home next year. You will. And we'll be following you as well.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Grab body armor, anything you want. And thanks for coming down.
Thank you.
Great conversation with my fellas. Hey, we'll just take a picture. Get a picture of all of us as we... I'll wind the show down, then we'll take a picture, all of us here. We'll be back in the second hour of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.